Serge Lajoie. Serge, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good. Doing well, Corey. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How's your summer been since last we spoke?
It's been very good.
Yep.
You know, obviously a lot of changes. Been very hectic, but no, that's just part of the environment. The kids are getting ready to go back to school, getting involved with their hockey of their own, and just kind of settling in here at U of A. So, but things have been very good.
Yeah. So, I mean, we spoke the day you got hired, like just minutes after the announcement. What's it been like trying to get yourself acclimated again, I guess, with the Bears program?
Yeah, well, you know, they're very familiar with the environment, and there's still a lot of familiar faces, but the help there just to kind of, for me to understand and to get to know who I need to talk to get certain questions answered, the help there has been tremendous, and now I just had another meeting here with Ian Herbers just to kind of help me with various aspects of the program, and Stan Marple has been tremendous in terms of outlining the, you know, how the program is run, and so it has been good. Now, you know, I think more excited to get the process going. We have our testing here on Sunday, and then we hit the ice on Monday, ready to get ourselves prepared for our first exhibition game on Thursday.
Wow, so right away you guys are ready to exhibition games next week, eh? Or this week?
Yeah, we meet up, I think, in an annual game against Augustana, so that'll give us a chance to see some of the players that we've recruited and maybe some walk-ons and put them in a test to see how they compete in the game.
You look at your team coming from last year when you win the national championship. I know some guys move on, graduated. TJ Foster obviously leaves. Are there holes? Are there jobs? Do you want, I guess, on your team moving forward here this year?
Well, and I think that's the beauty of this program, and you know what I really look to build at Nate is a competitive environment where there's always an opportunity to move up and assume a larger role from year to year, and I think that's what's been created here. You know, we have the core of our veteran leaders are back up front and as well on defense. But there'll be an opportunity for some guys to work their way into maybe playing a bigger role. And we have some recruits that are coming in that, you know, I've just had a chance to watch them a little bit through the years. But, you know, Stan and Ian speak highly of the recruiting class that are coming in. So it's going to be a competitive camp. It's going to be, but there will be opportunity afforded and provided for these players to vie for some bigger roles.
Serge Lajoie joins us here. He's head coach of the Alberta Golden Bears hockey team. Obviously, the big news today announced, finally, the Bears and the Oilers rookie is going to go at Rexall Place on the 16th of September. I guess before we kind of get to the action on the ice, this game is massive for your program, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's you know, it's been part of our program and our preparation when I was part as a player, and it was also a way to generate some interest for our season, and you know, and then there also an opportunity to bring in some funds for the program. So, you know, a lot of different reasons why this game is important to us, but none other than it really sets a tone for our team and really sets a measuring stick in terms of the intensity that we will need to play at and how we're going to have to practice to get ourselves at a level to challenge for another championship.
You would have played in this game a couple of times then?
Yes, I was fortunate my very first year, played in the game. I can't recall. I know I must have played in four or five. I know I did for sure in my last year because Ian Herbers was with the Oilers rookies that year, and I was the captain for the Bears, and there's a picture of him and I. I don't know what I was doing that deep in the offensive zone, but I was right beside him, maybe screening a shot for one of our forwards. But, those were special games. As a coach, there was no need to motivate us. We were excited to play, and I'm expecting the same thing.
How do you defend Connor McDavid?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to put ourselves out of the fan perspective with him, because I think we're all fans of his ability, and I know that I'm amazed at what he can do and watching him, and haven't had the chance to talk to Chris Knobloch, his coach in Erie, and just a special player and person that he is. So, you know what, we always look at it, if he has the puck, we got to make sure that we're still playing fast and getting into our structure fast and looking to be able to put pressure on him to have to make plays. And it's not just a one player responsibility. It's a unit of five. So, it's going to be special. And I think that's part of the test that I'm very curious to see how our guys respond. to when he's on the ice and the things that he can do with the puck and his skating ability when he's not in possession of the puck, to be able to be aware where he is on the ice and again coming back to playing fast with the puck, but being ready to play fast and think fast without the puck, that'll be very, very important in that game.
Over the years, the Bears have hosted this game at Claire Drake Arena, and obviously it makes sense to go to Rexall Place with the added enthusiasm around the Oilers rookie team, but you lose that home ice advantage a little bit. Are you looking forward to getting back behind the bench, though, at Rexall?
Yeah, it's... To be honest with you, I haven't thought much about my first game back behind the bench of the Golden Bears, but I know that there'll be some butterflies. As long as those butterflies are flying in formation, we should be okay. But, it's exciting. I just am excited to see how our guys compete against, some prospects and guys that are going to play in the NHL in the very near future. And that's what excites me. And it's going to be our first test as close to the team that we are going to have moving forward for the 2015-16 season. And what excites me is to see where we are, what we need to work on, but also to see at what level and what potential we might have for this edition of the Golden Bears.
Serge Lajoie joins us. Are you guys going to the States again this year, Serge?
Yes. Again, Stan and Ian have done a great job in terms of putting together a really great non-conference schedule. In early October, we fly to Minneapolis, then we'll drive down to St. Cloud to play St. Cloud State, and then we also play Mankato State. So two games there, and then December 5th, 6th, I believe, we play Arizona State University. I think they're an independent that are going to go Division I next year. So we've got four games against American college teams this year. And again, it's just an opportunity for us to measure ourselves against some very good competition and the best hockey across the border.
Great stuff. Serge Lajoie, head coach of the Alberta Golden Bears hockey team, getting set for the rookie tournament. Obviously, things getting going right away. Serge, best of luck here during the season. I'm sure we'll talk a few times.
Thank you very much for having me on, Corey, and all the best to you as well with the Oil Kings.